Here are some examples of antidote experiences in Table 5, matching some antidote experiences to negative material. This table organizes positive and negative experiences in terms of your three core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection. Of course, the antidotes listed are not the only way to address the negative materials. In the avoiding harms system, a sense of weakness can be addressed by experiences of strength. A sense of helplessness or feeling at effect can be addressed by experiences of efficacy or feeling at cause. A sense of alarm can be addressed by experiences of protection, safety, or calm. A sense of anxiety, fear, or worry can be addressed by experiences of reassurance, relaxation, seeing strengths, or noticing you're all right right now. A sense of feeling contaminated can be addressed by experiences of cleansing or sensing ways the body and mind are healthy. A sense of sensitivity or quick activation of the fight or flight sympathetic nervous system can be addressed by experiences of soothing of the senses or activation of the calming, rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system. A sense of immobilization or freezing can be addressed by experiences of physical activity or venting. In the approaching rewards system, a sense of disappointment, sadness, or loss can be addressed by experiences of gratitude, gladness, beauty, pleasure, or gain. A sense of frustration can be addressed by experiences of accomplishment or seeing goals attained. A sense of failure can be addressed by experiences of success. A sense of drivenness can be addressed by experiences of satisfaction or fulfillment. And a sense of boredom or apathy can be addressed by experiences of feeling the rich fullness of this moment. In the attaching to others system, a sense of being abandoned or neglected can be addressed by experiences of feeling loved. A sense of being ignored or misunderstood can be addressed by experiences of feeling seen or receiving empathy. A sense of being left out or excluded can be addressed by experiences of belonging or feeling wanted. A sense of inadequacy, shame, or worthlessness can be addressed by experiences of feeling recognized, appreciated, or prized. A sense of loneliness can be addressed by experiences of friendship, being kind to others, or being caring toward oneself. A sense of false front or imposter syndrome can be addressed by experiences of feeling accepted, accepting oneself, or sincerity. And a sense of resentment or anger at someone can be addressed by experiences of assertiveness, support from others, or self-compassion. Starting with the negative. Most of the time when you do the fourth step, you will begin with positive material in the sequence I've described so far. But you can also use negative material as your starting point. Let's say that something negative has gotten reactivated inside you. In terms of the three fundamental ways to engage the mind, you start with the first one, being with what's there. You step back from the negative material to observe it. After a while, it will feel right to shift into the second one, decreasing the negative. You might relax a little, cry, or try to let go of some harmful thoughts. At some point, you'll be ready for the third way to engage the mind, increasing the positive. Then you use the heal steps, with a particular focus on the key experiences that will provide an antidote to the negative material that began this process. I use this sequence often, usually for mildly negative experiences. Let's say I'm getting frustrated with writing an email. I'll start by being with my reactions, trying to sort out what's bugging me so much. Maybe it's that I feel pressed to get a lot done in a short amount of time. Next, I'll begin letting go of that sense of stress by exhaling slowly and looking out the window. As my inner stress needle climbs down from orange to yellow, and even yellow-green, I'll shift into letting in some good feelings, such as a sense of accomplishment from the stuff I have gotten done today, and an overall feeling that things will be okay even if I don't finish this email right now. Then, using the fourth step of taking in the good, I'll help these good feelings connect with the frazzled parts of my mind, sinking into them, reassuring them, making them less alarmed. So, the next time my email inbox starts overflowing, I won't feel so pressured about it. When they're stressed, worried, frustrated, or hurt about something, people frequently use the first two ways to engage the mind, letting be and letting go, but skip the third one, letting in. Unfortunately, in terms of the garden of the mind, then they miss a chance to grow flowers, inner strengths, in the space left by the weeds they pulled. Plus, as any gardener knows, if you don't replace weeds with flowers, the weeds come back. So when the bad feelings pass, or at least some of them, remember to take in some good ones.